Hi, it's John here. I had the overwhelming urge to boo. Not really prepared anything. I'm in central London. I'm in our Covent Garden office. Meeting room one, for those of you who know it, who are Virgin Media tweets and listening to this. Looking out the window, it's a very, very grey day. It's just started to rain and there are a lot of very, very grey and grim looking people walking around. Because of the tube strike, obviously London's very busy this morning. I was down here last night doing my usual raid from the north, Viking style, and I thought what I'd encounter today in London was a bit of the old British Dunkirk spirit, you know, people marching to work in the face of adversity, happy to do their bit, but everybody looks really miserable. And there's quite an interesting mix of people. There's people who have done that little bit of... I've got the train to Victoria and it's a 3 mile walk into the office. One of which I've got with me now is Phil Stewart, who's one of the co-directors of the company that I work for. How did you find the walk in this morning, Phil?
I think a change is as good as a rest. And the interesting thing for me was watching people walking along looking like they'd been offended by the fact they had to actually walk. Well, I think it did them a lot of good as well.
Well, there you go. Phil's thoughts are congruent with mine. And I think Phil is the only person I've seen who was happy to make the walk. The other thing I've noticed that there are men in suits with training shoes on. I don't get it, really. All the training shoes look brand new as well. So maybe they've planned and prepared for this. And there's a lot of people walking who look like they don't do a lot of walking. So on a health point, it's probably doing them pretty good. But there's a big dependence on the tube, isn't there? Anyway, a little bit unstructured, but just the overwhelming urge to boo. This is John, and I'll boo you later.